Your Autolite dealer presents your favorite friend from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Skazak.
Wallet and Bobble Garage. Skazak's Wallet speaking.
What's that?
Yes, sir. We can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels. Sure. We'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers. In this episode, The Adventure of the Musician's Ignition, the very slippery Mr. Chiggers comes in with a very strange request that his Autolite be wired for sound. But first, the words from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. Gasoline Alley. A new construction firm, the Cutler Company, has just moved to town, and of course all the garages are trying to get the Cutler repair work. Well, this morning Wilmer has not yet shown up for work, and Skazak has just entered the garage office when...
Wallet and Bobble Garage. Skazak's Wallet speaking. Good morning.
Mr. Wallet, this is Mr. Cutler of the Cutler Construction Company.
Oh, yes, Mr. Cutler. We wrote you a letter about doing your repair work.
So did all the other garages.
Well, we think we do good work, Mr. Cutler.
Yes, I've heard that you and your partner do the best ignition work in town.
Oh, thanks. Then can
well,
we...
Well, I'm seeing several people, Mr. Wallet. If you'll be available, I'll come by at 3 this afternoon.
Oh, we'll be here, Mr. Cutler.
Very well, I'll let you know then whether you get the job. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Cutler. Goodbye.
Hello, Skazak.
Wilmer, that was Mr. Cutler on the phone.
Oh, I heard. Boy, am I mad.
But he may give us his work. He's coming by at 3.
Well, you better talk to him, Skazak. I'm so mad I could chew a horseshoe and sit nails.
Wilmer, what's wrong?
It's that old maid voice. She's a live next door.
Wilmer, have you been fighting with Miss Arbutus Fay again?
You're darn right I have. Last night she kept me up till all hours with one of her pupils. A wounded baritone.
What do you mean, a wounded baritone?
From the way he sings, she must have been torturing him. Adoro, don't sit on the floor.
Oh, Wilmer, when will you learn that you can't get anywhere by fighting with people?
Well, what would you have me do? Tell Miss Arbutus I love to hear her torture that baritone?
Yes, I would.
Are you out of your mind, Jesus?
I mean it. If you just smile at people and say nice things to them, you'll get much further than you will by fighting.
Now, wait a minute. Are you serious?
Well, of course I'm serious. Look, Wilmer, why don't you try it just for one day? Come on. What do you say?
You mean smile and say nice things no matter who it is?
That's right. Come on. Promise me you'll try it.
All right, Jesus. If you say so.
Good. You'll see it work. Oh, we've got a customer.
That's no customer. That's that crook, Chiggers. That low
Remember, sound. Wilmer, smile. Say nice things.
What? Oh, okay, but this is going to hurt. Hello, Chiggers, old friend. You're looking good today.
Huh?
I say you look fine. Wonderful. I hope you're well.
You hope I'm well? Chiggers, does Wilmer feel all right?
Well, of course he does, Chiggers.
And something's mighty funny. Me and Wilmer always start scrapping the minute we see each other.
Well,
now?
Today, Chiggers, old friend. But what can we do for you, pal? Whatever it is, we'll be glad to do it.
Well, this is even better than I hoped for.
Just tell us what we can do for you, friend Chiggers.
Well, Wilmer, since you put it that way, I believe you and Chiggers are the best ignition men in town.
What?
And,
Your system does work at that. Yes, Chiggers.
And I wonder if you can fix my light so that when I turn them on, the horn will blow.
Oh, Chiggers, that's crazy. We wouldn't do a thing like that to a car in a fist. You're up to one of your low tricks.
Jesus, wait a minute. Smile, say nice things, remember.
But, Wilmer, you know Chiggers. He's got something up his sleeve. Why should he want us?
Of course, if you fellas don't know how to do it, I know somebody who can.
Well, we'll be glad to do it for you, friend Chiggers. Just a few wiring adjusters. We can do it in no time. Come on.
Guess I got myself into this. Well, here comes Miss Arbutus Fay.
Yeah, yeah. That scrawny old maid music teacher. Looks like her radiator's about to blow up.
Good morning, Miss Arbutus. My, but you're looking lovely today. Just lovely.
I want you to know I wouldn't have been in here, Wilma Bobble, if I hadn't been afraid my car would burn up in... What did you just say?
Oh, I said I've never seen you look so lovely. My, you brighten the whole day for me.
Are you talking about me, Wilma? After fighting me about my voice, too?
Me fight with you, Miss Arbutus? Why, that baritone over at your house last night, he's got the best voice I ever heard, bar none.
Yes, yes, yes. That's my new pupil, Archibald. He's so handsome and talented.
He's just lucky that's just a good teacher, Miss Arbutus. Not only good, but good-looking.
Why, Wilma, maybe you're not as bad as I thought. Now, you can fix my car.
Well, we're doing a job for Tiggers right now, fixing his car so his horn blows when he turns on the light.
My, that's so strange, isn't it?
The customer is always right in his garage. Friend Tiggers wants it that way. But if you'll leave your car here, we'll gladly work on it. We don't get many glamour girl customers, you know.
Why, Wilma, you're sweet. I'll come back this afternoon. Goodbye, Wilma.
Well, you have changed, Wilma. Grandma girl, of all the soft soap.
Okay, I've switched your wiring, Tiggers. Turn on your lights and let's see if the horn blows.
Okay, Stevie. Yes, yes, that was just what I wanted. Well, now I'm off to show Mr. Cutler the kind of work you boys do.
What do you mean by that, Tigger?
A friend of mine owns a garage. I get a rake off if he gets Mr. Cutler's repair work. Looks like this job shows it up for me, all right.
We're going to get Cutler's repair work, Tigger.
Not when Mr. Cutler sees the job you did on his car.
Tigger, you mean this is Mr. Cutler's car?
Correct, friend Wilmer. And you won't get Mr. Cutler's work. No, sorry. Not when I show him how you mix things up so the horn blows when you turn on the light. Well, so long, Wilmer, my smiling friend.
Back to Gasoline Alley and the adventure of the musician's ignition. Because Wilmer decided to try smiles and kind words, he's become friends with the voice teacher who lives next door. But this same friendly spirit allowed the boys to be tricked by their arch enemy, Tiggers. And at the moment, Wilmer's saying,
why did I ever listen to you, Tiggers? Smiles and kind words pay big dividends, you tell me. And so when I tried, what happened?
Oh, I know, Wilmer. Well, it's 3 o'clock. I suppose Mr. Cutler won't even come to see us.
Well, why should he after the way Tiggers tricked us into fixing his light so the horn blows?
Just the same, Wilmer, we were honest and we were courteous.
Now we lost the customer.
Well, I still think we were right. Wait a minute. Here comes Mr. Cutler now.
Yeah, he's got that Tiggers will.
Maybe he'll give us his work after all.
Right, when he's just stopping a race, came for what we did to his life. Oh, that Tiggers.
Hello, Jesus, and friend Wilmer.
Tiggers, you low rat, you
there, Mr. Cutler, just as I told you.
I ought to mop up the floor with you, you crook.
They not only do bad work, they insult the customers, you see?
Yes, I see.
Look, Mr. Cutler, I can explain...
I'm sorry, Mr. Wilmer, but after the bungling job you did on my car, I'm afraid
what that crook Tiggers asked us to fix the lights on that way. He said it was his car.
You see, Mr. Cutler, I told you they'd give you a cock and bull story like that. Now, didn't I?
Yes, you did. No, Mr. Willard, I'm afraid I can't give you my repair work.
But Wilmer's telling the truth, Mr. Cutler. Look, ask anybody in town about our reputation.
I did that. I was told you were the best ignition men in town. But after all, you fixed my car so the horn blows and the lights are turned on. What am I to think?
That's right, we did, but that rat there said
we... Please, Tiggers told us to do it. He wanted it that way.
Yeah, Miss Arbutus, it's ready.
Wait a minute.
Mr. Cutler, Miss Arbutus is a witness, huh? Miss Arbutus, this is Mr. Cutler.
I'm a witness, Mr. Cutler, Stevie.
Yeah. Ask Miss Arbutus, Mr. Cutler. She can tell you Tiggers asked us to fix your car like it is.
Oh, Mr. Cutler, this is too much.
What's too much to do?
These fellas thinking you're fool enough to take the word of a scrawny old maid voice teacher.
What did you call her, Chitty?
A scrawny old maid voice teacher. Goes around screeching and top of her lungs like a hoot owl.
And
you can't believe a word she says. Mr. Cutler, you hit me.
Yes, I did, you.
Oh! Oh, Mr. Cutler, you.
And here's another one, you rat.
Stop it. Stop, fellas. Stop. Get out of here.
Well, I don't get it, but I'm for it.
Oh, you're so strong and handsome, Archibald.
Oh, it was nothing, my dear Archibald. Nothing.
Archibald. Toria Dor. Is he?
Wilmer, this is Archibald Cutler, the baritone whose voice you love so much. But I've got bad news for you, Wilmer.
You have?
Yes, I have. Just when you and I have become such good friends and neighbors, I'm moving away. You see, last today, Archibald asked me to marry him.
Well, gee, that's great. Congratulations. But Mr. Cutler's singing. I mean...
Wilmer means he's been missing your wonderful baritone voice, dear Archibald.
But he won't have to, Mrs. Arbiter. I'll see to that.
Yeah, he'll see to that. You will?
Oh, you're so pleased, Archibald.
What do you mean, Mr. Cutler? Well, after all, if you and Stevens are going to be doing my repair work, I'll have to keep you happy, Wilmer. Come into this office with me, and I'll sing you a few of my best numbers.
Oh, no.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. Now, words from your own Autolite dealer. Now, a word about the next adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Jesus.
Wilmer, what's the matter? You look like you've just seen a ghost.
What happened? What happened? Jesus, the garage! The garage!
Well, what's the matter with it?
What isn't the matter with it? Pink curtains in the window. Pink walls. I didn't even recognize the grease rack that's been redecorated. The place smells like a beauty parlor.
Oh, didn't you know, Wilmer? Jessica and Nina decided to take over the place and clean it up. They say the floor's so clean you could eat off it now.
Whoever ate off a garage floor? Our wives have ruined us, do you hear?